Welcome to a special edition of the Bioethics Channel, a series examining the impact of the Supreme Court ruling on the Affordable Care Act.
Joining us now is John Bluford, President and CEO of Truman Medical Centers in Kansas City. Since the court ruling in late June 2012, we've had more details on how the new health law will affect hospitals. From where you sit at Truman Medical Centers, what are you paying attention to in this regard?
Well, every hospital looks at different aspects of the law. As you well know, it's very complex and extends in many different directions. The direction that is most critical and important for us at this point in time that's not resolved is the issue of Medicaid and whether or not the eligibility for Medicaid will go to 133% of the federal poverty level. And that is the one question mark that was left unopened in the landmark decision by the Supreme Court. They left it up to the states, and we can have 50 different opinions according to what states want to do what relative to that what we hoped had been a mandate, which is not a mandate now.
What about what I've seen, too, with articles in the New York Times around the issue of how you are paid or your institution is paid and reimbursed for treating more than your share of the uninsured, including illegal immigrants? And it looks like it would drop it from $20 billion to $10 billion a year. And that's an important issue for you as well, correct?
Well, just the issue of uncompensated and undercompensated care, and it's almost irrelevant as to the legal status of the individual. We look at a patient as a patient, period, and not his legal status in the country. So independent of the immigrant issue, there's a major concern about uncompensated care, and that ties closely into the eligibility for Medicaid. And then the other thing that is closely associated with it is the payment of disproportionate share payments, which is a federal program that helps to support institutions that have a disproportionate share of Medicaid, Medicare, and uncompensated care patients.
So even if this is fully implemented, we're still going to have to address that issue and also address the issue that there will still be millions of people who are left uninsured, even if this law fully goes into effect.
That's correct, but it will diminish that uninsured pool considerably. So the estimates are about 50 million people nationwide that are uncompensated, and at best, if the full force of the law is imposed, we're looking at somewhere between 32 and 35 million people being insured that are not today.
You've been
so
very
better than half, more better than in half.
You've been very active with associations, Missouri Hospital Association, American Hospital Association. What are your fellow presidents and CEOs talking about? What are they saying to you as they discuss this issue?
Well, practically everybody's concerned about the Medicaid issue because it impacts everybody, whether you have a large Medicaid patient population or not. And the fact of the matter is, for those patients who aren't insured, somebody does pay. It might be the individual hospital that's eating the cost, or how that cost is cross-subsidized by private insurance payers. So ultimately, taxpayers pay for it anyway. It's just not the most efficient way to pay for it. So I think the insurance exchanges are big issues across the country, independent of what kind of healthcare institution you're running, the Medicaid, as I just mentioned before. And then generally, just the overall transformation of the delivery system and the kind of penalties that will be put in place if you don't have good outcomes, if you aren't efficient, if you are readmitting patients inappropriately, so forth and so on. So those are the topics of the day.
What about the other medical professionals that work within Truman Medical Centers, doctors and nurses? They're looking at it from their point of view as well, right?
Well, I think their point of view is, I think we're all tied at the hip. Their point of view is not materially different than the institution's point of view because we're all marching in the same direction and are as aligned as we can possibly be given the legal construct in which we work.
a best case scenario, this time next year, July 2013, a little bit of a crystal ball question. What are your hopes for the health reform law and hospitals like Truman Medical Centers?
Well, one thing for certain, it'll be very clear on what the political landscape looks like relative to the elections. So to some extent, most hospitals and people in the business just want clarity. And we'll make the adjustments and try to make it work, but the uncertainty is problematic because you don't know how to plan for it.
John Bluford is president and CEO of Truman Medical Centers in Kansas City. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.